The cabin remained silent for a moment. Then Vistara asked,
"Are you two enjoying this game?"
There was just enough of a tremor in her voice to send a pang of guilt shooting through Ben.
"Because if you are, we can continue all day. I was raised to be strong."
Luke studied her for a moment, then nodded. "And smart," he said. "I'll give your master that much credit. She may not have shown you much about handling a lightsaber, but she did train you to wield that beauty of yours." Vistara's force aura grew cold and raw, but her voice remained calm.
"Why, thank you, Master Skywalker. It's so good to hear that my training has been of some benefit."
The buckle on her crash harness clicked open.
"And now, if you don't mind, I need to make a trip to the refresher."
Luke waved her toward the back of the flight deck. "Go ahead," he said. "Ben and I need to prepare for our approach." The surprise that rippled through the Force was as much Ben's as Vistara's. His father hadn't been insisting they actually accompany her into the refresher when she needed to use it, but he had been adamant that one of them escort her to the compartment and wait outside. Recovering from her own surprise, Vistara asked,
"You're tired of watching?"
Luke's smile was bitter and tight.
"We've got more important things to do," he said. "But if you misbehave, Ben will get the beating."
"Me?"
Ben asked. His father would never actually beat him, but Vistara probably didn't know that, and it would be good to see whether it mattered to her.
"Why me?"
Luke shrugged.
"You're the one who keeps saying we can trust her."
"I keep saying we should give her a chance,"
Ben corrected.
"There's a difference."
"So we're giving her a chance," Luke replied.
"If you got a problem with that, we can always flush her out an airlock." Ben let his breath out, then glanced back at Vistara.
"Can I trust you?"
Vistara gave him a crooked smile.
"This time."
She brought her knees together and began to dance on the deck.
"And if you don't, we're all going to regret it."
"Okay, okay,"
Ben said.
"But don't make me..."
Vistara was already out the hatch and racing into the day cabin behind them. Ben waited until her footfalls grew inaudible, then looked back to his father.
"Dad, if she really had to go that bad, why wait until she knew where we were headed? I think she was playing us."
"And you're surprised?"
Ben nodded.
"Well, yeah,"
he admitted.
"I can't figure out why you let her go."
"Because I need to send a coded message to Silgall, and I can't do that and fly the ship."
He reached into his tunic pocket and produced a pair of circuit boards.
"And because I also disabled the engineering hatch in the auxiliary comm station."
Ben smiled. The precautions would prevent Vistara from sabotaging the vessel or reporting its location.
"I guess that's why you're the Grand Master,"
he said, shaking his head in admiration.
"But I still can't figure out one thing. How do you know Abeloth is going to Padir instead of Drua or Oramesh?"
"Easy."
Luke rose and stepped to the back of the flight deck, then closed the access hatch and secured it from the inside.
"I know what Abeloth is looking for.